This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
No, I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
They started jumping in that silent moment, and
I love it, hilarious. I kind of like that.
You should, like, randomly do that.
I totally did that on purpose.
I loved it. It was like a prank.
I got Metallica on the mind. Yeah.
I feel like we all have Metallica on the mind, and it's like Christmas kind of. I feel like that's kind of. Christmas is the best ever, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we all are like.
When they announced the show, I was like, oh yeah, hopefully I'll go. You know, that'll be kind of fun. Even like a month ago, I'm like, yeah, Metallica's coming up. But for some reason, now that it's here, this whole week, I think because we've talked to so many Metallica fans and just had so many like cool stories about Metallica from people from out of state to in state and all that, I am so fired up for tonight's show.
Yeah, let's go.
And we all get to hang out together.
That, I think, also adds to it. All of us, men's room as well. We're all going to be hanging out. Come find us at the KSW tent. We're also in section 134. If you're around that area, be sure to say hi. Give us a high five. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
Let's get to Dennis from Tacoma. Dennis, are you there?
Oh, yes, he is.
See, we all have Metallica on the mind.
Dennis, are you there?
I am.
Phew, I'm sorry. Here. Taryn almost forgot to say hello.
So excited.
Well, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Dennis has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What president had an affair with Monica Lewinsky?
Bill Clinton.
Correct. In what city can you find the French Quarter?
Louisiana.
Yes. The first Labor
Day. New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to eat you anyway. The first Labor Day wasn't on Monday, but was actually celebrated on what day of the week?
Tuesday.
Correct. Dimebag Darrell was best known for being in what band?
Repeat the question.
Dimebag Darrell was best known for being in what band?
Pantera.
Correct. Judge None Choose One is better known as what type of jeans?
Levi's?
No.
Pass.
Bandit and Chili are characters from what animated children's show?
I repeat the question.
Bandit and Chili are characters from what animated children's show?
Pass.
Pass. Metallica won Best Metal Performance at the most recent Grammys for what 2023 song?
Saint Anger?
No.
I Disappear?
No.
Anger Sandman?
No. Beginning with J, what is the real first name of Jelly Roll?
James?
No. Dennis, you got 4 correct.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Better than the contestant earlier this morning. I mean, still not great, though, but...
Yeah. Are you holding on to hope over there, Sarah?
Wow, are you not?
I don't know.
Well, usually you always have hope.
I might have to do that thing where I turn off Steve's microphone again.
I think you have to. Maybe, like smack him a little bit, too.
Wow.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah!
What president had an affair with Monica Lewinsky?
Oh, that would be Bill Clinton.
Correct. In what city can you find the French Quarter?
But he didn't inhale. That would be New Orleans.
Correct. The first Labor Day wasn't on a Monday, but was actually celebrated on what day of the week?
Tuesday?
Correct. Ooh. Dimebag Darrell was best known for being in what band?
Oh, going to see them tonight. Unfortunately, he's not with us, but Pantera.
Correct. Judge None Choose One is better known as what type of jeans?
Jordache?
No.
Jinko.
Yes. Hey. Bandit and Chili are characters from what animated children's... Correct. Metallica won Best Metal Performance at the most recent Grammys for what 2023 song?
Oh, Lux Eterna?
No.
Hardwired to Self-Destruct?
No.
Not that album. Damn it. Oh, man. 72 Seasons.
Correct. Wow. Beginning with J, what is the real first name of Jelly Roll?
Jason?
Correct.
What?
Which Western U.S. state has the smallest population?
Western U.S. state. Oregon.
No.
Nevada.
No.
Utah.
No. Wow. Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win 8-4, and I am impressed.
Thank you.
Impressed with you, so congrats. Yeah, did you guys know Jenko jeans actually stood for something?
I didn't. I owned a pair back in the day. I loved those things.
I wonder how many things that have existed in our lives. Because from time to time, even earlier, one of the questions...
QR code.
And it was just recently that I was doing like a Venmo thing at a wrestling event where I'm like, what does that even mean? And I Googled it. Because like, there's so many things I just accept that there are these letters, like Jenko.
Yeah.
I'm like, what does that even mean? I never bothered to look it up.
Well, in QR code, to me, I'm like, okay, it actually makes sense. Quick response.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But some of them, they don't like... Jenko, judge none, choose one.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Judge.
You don't want to be judged for wearing super baggy pants.
I feel like people were judged for that. And the only one you did not get right, which Western U.S. state has the smallest population?
Is it Wyoming?
Sure is.
Look at you and your brain.
Congrats, Steve. I'm impressed with your brain today.
Thank you.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center with Godsmack and Hailstorm. While supplies last, you can get a 4-pack of tickets for $99 with the code word WORK. Head to KISW.com for more info. Migs, I'm very excited about this. Something just happened in an NFL preseason game, and you can now say that you have something in common with an NFL player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Definitely not my catching or throwing abilities.
It's not that, but what is it? We'll tell you after Metallica. Cincinnati Bengals rookie wide receiver Jermaine Burton expressed a bit of confusion and frustration after Al Michaels made a comment during a preseason game that implied that he falls asleep during team meetings.
Fighting for a yard or two is Jermaine Burton, rookie out of Alabama. You've seen him a lot in college, both with the Dogs and with the Tide.
Just a matter of really being bought into the system and being disciplined and being a pro. You know, that's the one question. I think with him.
44.
Yeah. Don't sleep through meetings, right?
Yeah. That helps.
Yeah.
So why would they say that unless they know something? You know what I mean? Like, you could hear, like, they're talking about the guy, and they're like, he's talented, but they had, like, that, but is he going to buy into the team meetings and the team system? And then they had that to say.
Boo, poor guy. Well, I mean, sometimes you got to take a little snooze, right? You've done it.
Yes, I did it. I did it at the preschool orientation for my daughter. It was very embarrassing. My wife was not very happy about that.
Well, then Jermaine Burton was asked about it in the locker room by a reporter and said this.
I do have to give props to the reporter.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're just like, this is something that people want to have an answer to, especially when Al Michaels calls him out like that. And the reporter, this is the first question that she asked him.
All right, Jermaine, so you were obviously super impressive in the preseason. I had a question for you, though, if you would clear something up for me. Because during the broadcast, they said they, like, made a note for some reason.
Also, what kind of smooth jams are they listening to in the locker room?
Very
man.
Motivational.
You think all the players, all the Bengals are feeling themselves right now?
During the broadcast, they said they like made a note for some reason about how you fell asleep in film or something at some point, and then didn't specify if that was college or the pros. Can you clarify that for me?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know where that came from.
The look on his face was just like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I was confused myself.
What was your reaction? Did you hear any of that at all?
Nah, I think my mom said something about it, but I didn't care about it because I don't even know what he's talking about.
So I mean, like, mom have to call him up and be like, Jermaine,
you can't be sleeping on the job.
You need to drink some more coffee and get a good night's rest.
How many work meetings do you think you've fallen asleep in your tenure here?
I could probably count more of how many work meetings have I not fallen asleep in.
Oh my God.
I think almost every meeting I am in a little bit of a struggle. The last one when we had it with the big boss in the conference room, Castle was watching me, had his cell phone ready, and he said he even pulled it out and started recording when he saw me starting to, like, I started dipping down for a second, and I was like, I can't fall asleep. This is like the big, big boss. So I got up, walked to the back to get a glass of water, and then came right back because I'm like, I need to get up and move.
Let's do a quick lap.
That's what I love about our radio conventions. I don't even need to try and fight falling asleep. I just go back to the hotel room and fall asleep and then come back when I'm good and rested.
All refreshed.
Yeah. Do you fall asleep at meetings or anything?
I made a huge mistake at the big boss meeting. I sat in the front row.
That was stupid.
Like an idiot. Yeah. And about 20 minutes into that, I had to do the same thing. Get up, walk to the bathroom, splash a little water on my face because I was starting to get a little sleepy.
But how about this guy? This is his job. He's probably definitely making six figures, but could potentially one day become a multimillionaire, and he can't even keep his eyes open during the meetings.
Mm. You know, NFL players are just like us.
Are they?
Tonight is night one of Metallica at
Lumen
Field.
Minus the massive skill and bank account, but everything else, yeah, just like us.
Tonight is night one of Metallica at Lumen Field, and one woman went to social media to talk about how excited she is, but this all backfired because her friends called her out for being a terrible person. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Metallica is happening tonight at Lumen Field, and we came across a Facebook post where a gal shared that she was going to be going to Metallica tonight with her boo.
I've seen so many people posting how fired up they are about tonight's show.
Oh, yeah. And she said in this post, I have the best boyfriend. Surprised us with tickets. I love you so much, babe.
Metallica with my boo.
And apparently, based on the comments, this is a rather rocky relationship for this pair.
Oh.
Mm. So you know what we have to do. We have to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we sent this post to Jason, our production director, and said, hey, take some of your favorite comments about this post, reenact them however you want, just to point out, well, sometimes you shouldn't brag about a relationship that maybe hasn't been going all that well. and you've been complaining about in the past.
Ooh.
And that's exactly what is going on with this one. Are you ready for the first comment about this relationship?
Yeah.
Did he surprise you? Or was his ex-girlfriend not able to go, so he's taking you? You know, the one you were posting about last week that he was f***ing when you were done with your boo?
Yikes.
Do you have friends like that where it's like they complain and bitch about this person in their life, and then a week, 2 weeks, maybe even 2 months later, they're talking about like this person being like the second coming of a saint?
I just try to keep most of my like real personal life off of social media for that exact reason. Like just keep that in the house.
I have, unfortunately, so many friends like this.
I had a feeling you might.
So many. Like, I am almost triggered.
Yeah, when you see those, like, when I see someone complain about their significant other, I'm like, oh, I hope you never have anything good to say about them.
Yeah, and it's come between a lot of friendships and I.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Let's check out our next comment.
Oh, f*** you. You are so weird. Last week, he was the worst guy you ever met. Your words. And now you love him so much.
Well, a lot could change in a week.
Yeah.
People change.
Immediately.
Maybe don't accuse your babe of cheating 1 week and then celebrate him the following week. Very civil of you. That being said, I can't wait. This will be my first time seeing Calica. Yeah.
Well, that person is like, your relationship's effed, but I'm also fired up to see Metallica as well.
I mean, I've watched people like live out entire divorces on social media
and stuff.
And just throwing each other, saying terrible things, and then somehow they like rekindle and fix something, and you're like, what about all that other crazy stream of consciousness?
Right, you might have forgot all the mean things that you said, but we didn't.
No!
All right, one more comment about this awesome relationship that's definitely made to last. Mm.
What a stupid post. After all the drama you started last week, what is wrong with you? Make up your mind. You're so weird.
Good luck to them. We'll see them tonight at Metallica.
Yeah, they see us. Come over and say hi and let us know you're the ones who made that post.
Oh my God. Maybe he's proposing tonight.
Oh.
I hope so. The creators of South Park just released a trailer for a new movie that we all need to see. We're going to tell you what's trending after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
You're waking up and you're moving along with your day, Rockaholics, trying to keep up on everything that's going on with pop culture. And that can be very tough to do, especially on a Metallica Friday. You know what I'm saying? So we're always going to be around to help you sift through all of this madness and tell you what is trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
The creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, made a documentary about purchasing and restoring a famous Colorado restaurant, Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita.
You know that it's been featured in South Park in the past, and we have some of the trailer.
Hello! Welcome to Casa Bonita! Anyone's parents divorced?
People call Casa Bonita the Mexican restaurant Disneyland.
When you grew up in Colorado, you just remember how awesome it was.
When I was a kid, there was a dream that one day I could own Casa Bonita.
I am going to Casa Bonita.
Cliff divers.
Caves to explore. It made it feel like a dream.
Creators of South Park purchased the iconic Casa Bonita.
Are you guys just playing around?
No, we are renovating and opening an amazing restaurant.
We've inherited this building that is $4 million for HVAC, new kitchen, that's probably in the two range.
Have you ever seen Kitchen Nightmares?
It's like a possibility that it just never opens.
Yeah, I better go start making some new TV shows.
Dude, I've been there at the real Casa Bonita before they purchased it, and It wasn't fine dining.
Oh, boy.
It was still fun because we're like, oh, my gosh, everything that we've seen in the South Park episode, they're actually doing with people diving into water and all this craziness. But the food wasn't all that great. And it was warm and humid in there. So I understand why I didn't need to get our brand new air conditioning because we went in there in the summer and it was awful.
Oh, like a terrarium.
Yeah.
So it's going to open theatrically in Denver on September 6th. And then select cities will have it beginning September 13th. And then it'll debut on Paramount Plus a little later in the fall.
All right. Speaking of movies, a new movie coming out this weekend called Reagan. And it is a movie about Ronald Reagan, our 40th president, told from the perspective, it's kind of interesting, of a KGB spy who was assigned to track his entire political career. It stars Dennis Quaid. He's going to be playing the role of Ronald Reagan. Penelope Ann Miller is going to be Nancy Reagan. Also John Voight's in it as well. But more importantly, this is the only reason why I'm bringing up this movie. Guess who's playing Frank Sinatra?
I don't know.
Make a guess.
You.
Yes, it's actually me, guys. My first acting role is in a Ronald Reagan movie. Danny, any guesses? Man. The Rock. The Rock would be awesome as Frank Sinatra. They both sing real well. Yeah. But no. What are you thinking, Sarah?
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. That would be awesome, but you're all wrong. Aww. The answer is...
No.
Yes!
You're kidding.
No! No joke. The man. The myth. The legend, Scott Stapp from Creed, is Frank Sinatra.
I had no idea who this was.
Oh, Daniel.
Steve and Taryn like basically jumped out of their seats, and I was like, why are we so excited? This sounds really bad.
This is their best song.
Oh, you almost
dude.
Said a bad word.
My friend Danny. One last breath. This is what got me back into, well, this is what made me fall in love with Creed.
I'm sorry.
Homie now? This is the shirt where all the dudes take their shirts off at the concert and they all hold each other, singing, and tears are coming out of their eyes because the song means so much, Danny.
It's a tradition.
Come on. You know what? If you took your shirt off and held me right now, I think you'd understand why this song is great.
I'll pay extra to not see that.
So, for me and
me. Steve, makes out of curiosity, which member of Metallica do you think would be most likely to beat Migs? Who do you think is the smartest member of Metallica?
Ooh. I'm going to go Kirk Hammett.
We're going to try to get him on the phone right now, but if that doesn't work out, Rockaholics, Steve Migs has a record of 241 wins, 71 losses, and 40 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Come on, Danny.
No.
Just lift the shirt up a little bit.
Oh, okay, I'll do that.
Here you go.
Woo! Yeah.
That's one last breath.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.